ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हाफ हार्टेडली मर के नहीं भाई, जोर से बोलिए। ब्रह्मचारी है ना आप, मैं तो 55 से ज्यादा हो गया एज का, क्या हो गया? ओम नमो भगवते, क्या व्हाट इज दिस? यू आर ऑल यंग बिलो 25 30s, बाउंस विद एनर्जी, दैट्स हाउ यू इंटरनल डर्टीनेस विल कम आउट। आई सी दिस वन बॉय हियर वॉज ऑलवेज डांसिंग, वेर इज ही? एंड टूडे आई सॉ हिम कंप्लीटली ट्रांसफॉर्म, हिज फेस एवरीथिंग इज लिट अप लाइट अ लाइट अ ग्लो। वेर इज दैट बॉय हु? या दैट्स ओवर देयर, यस। He was always dancing. Yes, you in this, yes, you. Yeah, I'm talking about the blue shirt. He's always dancing. So when he came, his face was not that bright, but now I see him completely bright. This is because of the chanting and dancing. So are you going to respond very energetically with me? Yes or no, sir? ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This morning we are reading from Chaitanya Charit, Prabhupada Leelamrita, and this reading of Shri Prabhupada Leelamrita should give energy to everybody. Whether you are neophyte, whether you are old, even if you have reached up to the 70, 80, 85, 90, it should make you energetic, because you ought to absorb yourself in these wonderful pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. When you deeply go into these wonderful pastimes of Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrita, you will see that person Bhagavat and his characteristics. Bhagavat we are reading every day. We are also hearing different realizations while we are studying the Srimad Bhagavatam. But when we are trying to go into the deep pastimes of the person Bhagavat's life, that kindles our enthusiasm, devotion, and aspiration to become a devotee. Because you are following the great Mahajan who just walked among us, with the impetus that he will elevate our consciousness to the optimum degree and allow us to enter into the quote-unquote 10,000 years Krishna consciousness movement, where we will become recipients of this nectar which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showering without any discrimination. So the captain of this ship, who is rowing in the midst of the most turbulent times, when we have seen our politicians failing us, we have seen our bureaucrats failing us, we have seen our local leaders failing us, we have to become more and more energetic to understand what Srila Prabhupada has given us, which is coming through every step of our life. Many, many years back, he has given us the Bhagavatam, and many, many years back, he was on the planet Earth, and while he was there, he changed the global situation by his presence. So when we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, it's naturally that we have an aptitude to read the pastimes of Lord Krishna, the super excellent pastimes of Krishna. But we must also understand who becomes the recipient of this treasure and who carries that torchlight in his hand. We are often habitual of seeing the Olympic runners. When the Olympic fever is on, we see who is going to be carrying the torch. Oh, we saw, this year, London Olympic, Amitabh Bachchan was carrying this thing. Oh, he did it. This is all 15 days, 20 days Majra. And nobody knows later on. Then we see that the medals getting auctioned and sold in Bindi Bazaar. But what to speak of that person who carried the torchlight, which is handed over, this baton is handed over by Krishna to the right kind of a person who can take this legacy step by step ahead without adulterating. That person's Prabhupada Leelamrit we are reading every step, every moment, every shen. We should energize ourselves with this wonderful Prabhupada Leelamrit. Hey Prabhus, whenever I read this, I get charged. I feel very energetic. I don't know about everybody who is sitting here, but I always felt when energetic. Since 1977-78, this has been my energy source. I may fumble in chanting, I may fumble in coming to the temple, I may fumble into the seva, but this has been the charger. When your mobile gets out of charge, where you connect and you get charged. But where do you get charged? When I see these wonderful pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, every bit by bit achieving the success in making people to get Krishna Prem, whoever he may be. Any person who wants to come, I repeatedly say, jitne bhi bhakt hain, antarashtriya Krishna Bhavana Sangh mein aate hain, isse pehle ki aap Krishna book padhein, aap sampurna rup se Prabhupada ji ke Leelamrit ko 100 times padhne ka prayas karein, aur usme ghoor rahasya ke sabhi pannon ko padhne ka prayas karein, un ghoor leelaon ka रसास्वादन करें जिसमें अथक प्रयास करुणा भरा अथक प्रयास प्रभुपाद जी का रहा है, जिस करुणा के अंतर्गत हम जैसे बद जीव के हृदय में भी कुछ कणों प्रेम के लिए जागे हैं, कृष्ण प्रेम के लिए जागे। तो ऐसे प्रसंगों में ध्यानत होके प्रभुपाद जी के लिए लामृत पढ़िए, क्योंकि इस प्रभुपाद जी की लीलामृत में अतः संघर्ष उस लिगेसी का है, उस परंपरा का है, जो 500 वर्ष तक परंपरा ढूंढते रही कि वो कौन ऐसा व्यक्ति आएगा जो चेतन महाप्रभु के उस उद्गार को फिर से ज्वार भाटा बना के सबको उसमें डुबो देगा। ये लीगेसी आप सबको बड़े आराम से मिल रहा है। आपने मुझे मेरे इस मंदिर के निर्माण में कार्य नहीं किया है, इस मंदिर निर्माण के कार्य में हमने हाथ नहीं बढ़ाया है, मगर फिर भी आज ये इतना विराट राधा रास बिहारी की प्रसन्नता के लिए महल खड़ा है। जिस महल के द्वारा असंख्य करोड़ों 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 जीवों का उद्धार हो गया है। हमारे जीवन की कोई भी ऐसी वस्तु नहीं है जो किसी पर अनगिनत कृपा करके उसको कृष्ण भावना में बना सकती है, मगर इस प्रांगण के स्टेप करने के उपरांत ही जीव का जीव रोमांचित हो जाता है, क्योंकि यहां पर उस राधा रास बिहारी का प्रतिष्ठान और बुलावा किया गया, क्योंकि सुंदर भक्त ने बताया कि राधा रास बिहारी जी, मैं आपके लिए सुंदर भवन बना दूंगा और उस एप्लीकेशन को राधा रास बिहारी जी ने सैंक्शन कर दिया। उसके उपरांत क्या हो रहा है, जो भी यहां पर आ रहा है ठाकुर जी के इस सुंदर दर्शन के बाद वो बड़ा ही आनंदित हो जाता है। उस आनंद का तेल क्या है, वो आप सब भक्तों का मिलके हर्षण हर पल संकीर्तन में रमे रहना। मुझे याद है जब मैं भी नव दीक्षित भक्त था तो 1978 में हम केवल सुबह शाम नाम संकीर्तन ही करते थे, दो दो तीन तीन घंटा नाम संकीर्तन करते थे, और उस संकीर्तन की बहुत कुछ कृपा हम पे भी हो गई कि हम आज आपके समक्ष कुछ बोलने में सक्षम हो रहे हैं। तो प्रभु, संकीर्तन इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट एंड ऑलवेज डू विद एंथुजियाज्म, डोंट फील वेरी लेथार्जिक व्हाइल यू आर डूइंग, बिकॉज दिस इज फॉर आने वाले। आज देखिए, आज तनासरी से जितने भी बच्चे आए हैं बड़े बड़े सुंदर तरीके से डांस कर रहे थे, कीर्तन कर रहे थे, बोल रहे थे, गा रहे थे, और ये लेके जाएंगे, ये प्रसाद लेके जाएंगे तनासरी में, और वहां पर ये प्रसाद वितरण करेंगे, और उस प्रसाद वितरण के अंतर्गत जो वहां पर स्फूर्ति उस एरिया में आएगा, जब आप नेक्स्ट जाओगे वहां पर तो आपको हर जगह से कृष्ण भावना में बच्चे हरे कृष्णा बोलते हुए नजर आएंगे, और वही एक फीड है आपके जीवन की जीने का एक आधार होगी। When you see that you are chanting, you are dancing, your reception, all reception to the Lord's name, Prabhupada ji says, until you don't cry like a child, when you are singing, you are not going to appease Krishna. Vocabularies can be there, but a simple hearted person, it will take very long time to understand the higher philosophical things from the Bhagavatam. But the Nama Sankirtan is instant hit. And if you do that with enthusiasm, it will help, like it helped me in 1978. So, ongoing Prabhupada ji's Leelamrit, somebody was telling me that I should read in Hindi, I should read in English, but I get little confused. Somebody has to guide me. But I will start with English. Srila Prabhupada says, this is an office, and office language should be English. And wherever I can puncture with Hindi, I will do it of my own. On off nights, his apartment was quiet. He might remain alone for the whole evening typing and translating Srimad Bhagavatam, or talking in a relaxed atmosphere to just one or two guests until 10. But on meeting nights, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, there was activity in every room of his apartment. He wasn't alone anymore. He knew followers were helping him and they shared in his spirit of trying to get people to chant Hare Krishna and hear of Krishna consciousness. In the back room, he worked on his translation of the Bhagavatam or spoke with guests up until 6. When he would go to take his bath, sometimes he would have to wait until the bathroom was free. Until the bathroom was free. For whom? Prabhupada. Whenever we get up, bathroom should be always free. Otherwise, what will happen? No Mangalarti. What happened, Prabhuji? There was so bheed tha, Prabhuji. Vahan par bahut bheed tha. Isliye Mangalarti nahi aa paya main. He had introduced his young followers to the practice of taking 2 baths in a day, and now he was sometimes inconvenienced by having to share his bathroom. After his bath, he would come into the front room where his assembled followers would sit around him. He would sit on mat facing his picture of Panchatattva, and after putting a few drops of water in his left palm from a small metal spoon and bowl, he would rub a lump of Vrindavan clay in the water, making a wet paste. He would then apply the clay making of the Vaishnava tilaks, dipping into the yellowish paste in the left hand with the ring finger of his right hand. He would scrap wet clay from his palm, and while looking into a small mirror which he held deftly between the thumb and pinky of his left hand, he would mark a vertical clay strip up his forehead and then trim the clay into 2 parallel lines by placing the little finger of his right hand between his eyebrows and running it upwards past the hairline, clearing a bath in the still moist clay. Then he marked 11 other places on his body while the boys sat observing, sometimes asking questions or sometimes speaking their own understanding of Krishna consciousness. Of course, this act you are repeating every day, and ye prayas jo Prabhupada ji yahan par matlab kar rahe hain wo to aap har din kar rahe hain, is से आप तो अवगत ही हैं कि द्वादश तिलक हर दिन हमें सुबह करना चाहिए और प्रयास से 2 बारी करना चाहिए, और प्रभुपाद जी कैसे करते थे इसका वर्णन यहां पर बताया गया है. प्रभुपाद, माय गुरु महाराज यूज्ड टू पुट ऑन तिलक विदाउट अ मिरर. प्रभुपाद जी कहते थे मेरे गुरुदेव जो ये तिलक है मिरर के बगैर करते थे. इसका मतलब क्या है? इतना परफेक्ट हो जाते थे कि वो जानते थे. और प्रभुपाद जी कई बार मैंने देखा है, प्रभुपाद जी भी अपने माथे पे विदाउट मिरर तिलक करते थे. कुछ किस फिल्म में या किस में देखेंगे आप, वो खुद ही ऐसे करते थे, यू नो, तिलक लगाते थे. डिवोटी, डिड इट कम आउट नीट? प्रभुपाद, नीट और नीट और नॉट नीट, दैट डज नॉट मैटर. यस, इट वॉज ऑल्सो नीट. Prabhupada would then silently recite the Gayatri Mantra, holding his Brahmana's sacred thread and looping it around his right thumb. He would sit erect, silently moving his lips. His bare shoulders, arms were quite thin, and as was his chest. But he had a round, slightly protruding belly. His complexion was as saintly, satiny smooth as young boys, except for his face, which bore signs of age. The movements of his hands were methodical and aristocratic, and yet delicate. He picked up 2 brass bells in his left hand and began ringing them. Then, lighting 2 sticks of incense from the candle near the picture of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, he began waving the incense slowly in the small circle before Lord Chaitanya. While still ringing the bells, He looked deeply in the picture and continued cutting spirals of fragrant smoke, all the while ringing the bells. None of the boys knew what he was doing, although he did it every evening. But it was ceremony. It meant something. The boys began to call the ceremony bells. After bells, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, it would usually be time for the evening kirtan. Some of the devotees would already be downstairs greeting guests and explaining about the Swami and the chanting. But without the Swami, nothing could begin. No one knew how to sing or drum, and no one dared think of leading the mantra chanting without him. Only when he entered at 7 o'clock could they begin. Freshly showered and dressed in his clean Indian hand-woven cloth, his arms and body decorated with the arrow-like Vaishnava markings, Prabhupada would leave his apartment and go downstairs to face another ecstatic opportunity to glorify Krishna. The tiny temple would be crowded with wild, unbrahmanical, candid young Americans. ये उस समय की वार्ता है जब प्रभुपाद जी ने न्यूयॉर्क में मंदिर में शुरुआत की थी. नीचे मंदिर हुआ करता था, ऊपर प्रभुपाद जी रहते थे. उन सभी प्रक्रियाओं में ये भी निमंत्रित है कि वो कैसे अपने कार्यक्रमों को संध्या आरती में और सुबह कैसे बिताते थे, जहां पर उनके जो अभी दीक्षित भक्त नहीं थे कैसे उनके सानिध्य में आके उनके पास बैठा करते थे, उनकी हर क्रिया को निहारते थे और देखते थे. वैष्णवों की उन क्रिया मुद्राओं को देखते देखते एक दिन वो भी ऐसे कार्य अपने जीवन में करने लगे. Isn't it? So, वो हमेशा निहारते थे. एक वैष्णव को निहारना भी एक सुंदर गुण है. वास्तविकता में वर्तमान के बच्चे चलचित्र निहारते हैं, बीच की लहरों को निहारते हैं. मगर जब श्रील प्रभुपाद जी वहां अगर गए तो वहां के जो बच्चे हैं वो प्रभुपाद जी के इस जीवन को निहारते थे. Done was a test of Swamiji's tolerance. He had lived in the storefront for months. Working little and not trying to change his habits, he had a remarkable speech affectation. Instead of talking, he enunciated his words as if he were reciting them from a book, and he never used contractions. It wasn't that he was intellectual, just that somehow he had developed a plan to abolish his natural dialect. Don's speech struck people as bizarre, like it might be the result of too many drugs. It gave him the air of being not an ordinary being. And he continuously took marijuana, even after Swamiji had asked those who lived with him not to. Sometime during the day, his girlfriend would join him in the storefront and they would sit together talking intimately and sometimes kissing. But he liked the Swami. He even gave some money once. He liked living in the storefront and Swamiji didn't complain. कैसा वातावरण था जब प्रभुपाद जी अकेले थे. लोग आते थे, उनको मालूम भी नहीं है कि स्वामी जी के सामने कैसी सभ्यता को रखना चाहिए. मगर उस सभ्यता के बीच में भी उन्होंने अपना प्रयास छोड़ा नहीं. But others did. One day an interested newcomer dropped by the storefront and found Don alone. Surrounded by the sharp aroma of marijuana, you've been smoking pot. But the Swami doesn't want anyone smoking here. Don denied it. I have not been smoking. You are not speaking the truth. The boy then reached in Don's shirt pocket and pulled out a joint. And Don hit him in the face. Several of the boys found out. They weren't sure what was right. What would the Swami do? What do you do if someone smokes pot? Even though a devotee was not supposed to, could it be allowed sometimes? They put the matter before Swamiji. Prabhupada took it very seriously and he was upset, especially about the violence. He hit you. He asked the boy, I will go down myself and kick him in the head. But then Prabhupada thought about it and said, the Don should be asked to leave, but Don had already left. Jaisa naam, vaisa gun. हाँ यहाँ पर उनका नाम है डॉन और डॉन की क्या प्रक्रिया रहती है सिगरेट पीना मार्जुना पीना और भी ऐसे कार्य करना जो उस नाम के अनुकूल है The next morning, Swamiji's class, Don appeared at the front door from his dais. Swamiji looked out at Don with great concern. But his first concern was for ISKCON. Ask him, Prabhupada requested Roy, who sat nearby, if he has Marjuna, then he cannot come in. Our society, Prabhupada was like an anxious father, afraid for the life of his infant ISKCON. Roy went to the door and told Don he would have to give up his drugs if he entered, and Don walked away. Raffle was not interested in spiritual discipline. He was a tall young man with long, straight brown hair who, like Don, tried to stay aloof and casual towards Swamiji. When Prabhupada introduced Japa and encouraged the boys to chant during the day, Raffle didn't go for it. He said he liked a good kirtan, but he wouldn't chant on the beats. One time Swamiji was locked out of his apartment and the boys had to break the lock. Swamiji asked Raffle to replace it. Days went by, Raffle could sit in the storefronts reading Rimbaud. He could wander around town, but he couldn't find time to fix the lock. One evening he dropped by the Swamiji's apartment and opened the lockless door and made his way to the back room, where some boys were sitting, listening to Swamiji speak informally about Krishna consciousness. Suddenly Raffle spoke up, expressing his doubts and revealing his distracted mind. As for me, he said, I don't know what's happening. I don't know whether a brass band is playing or what the heck is going on. So some of the devotees tensed. He had interrupted with their devotional mood. Raffle is a very candid. Swamiji replied smiling, as if to explain his son's behavior to others. Raffle finally fixed the lock. But one day after a lecture, he approached the Swamiji, stood beside the dais and spoke up. Exasperated, impatient. I am not meant to sit in a temple and chant on beads. My father was a boxer. I am meant to run on the beach and breathe in big breaths of air. Raffle went on, gesticulating and voicing his familiar complaints, thinking he would rather do than take up Krishna consciousness. Suddenly Prabhupada interrupted him in a loud voice. Then do it! Do it, Raffle! Raffle shrank away, but he stayed. Pahli bar Prabhupada ji ka strong agra us bache ke liye जो कुछ थोड़ा कृष्ण महानामित के मेन रास्ते पर नहीं आ रहा था बिल एप्स्टीन टुक प्राइड इन हिज रिलेशनशिप विद स्वामी जी इट वॉज हॉनेस्ट ऑल्दो ही हेल्प द स्वामी बाय टेलिंग पीपल अबाउट हिम एंड सेंडिंग देम अप टू हिम टू सी हिम इन हिज अपार्टमेंट ही फेल्ट द स्वामी न्यू ही वुड नेवर बिकम अ सीरियस फॉलोअर Nor did Bill ever mislead himself into thinking he would ever be serious. But Prabhupada wasn't content with Bill's take-it-or-leave-it attitude. When Bill would finally show up at the storefront again for spending some days at the friend's place, only a false sleep with a blanket wrapped around over his head during the lecture, Prabhupada would just start shouting so loud that Bill couldn't sleep. Sometimes Bill would ask a challenging question and Prabhupada would answer and then say, "Are you satisfied?" And Bill would look up dreamily and answer, "No." Then Prabhupada would answer it again more fully and say louder, "Are you satisfied?" And again Bill would say, "No." This would go on until Bill would have to give in, "Yes, yes, I am satisfied." कितनी सहनशीलता प्रभुपाद जी को प्रवचन के उपरांत भी देना दिखाना पड़ता था या होना पड़ता था। प्रश्न उत्तर के उस संवाद में बहुत से छात्र असंतुष्ट रहते थे, मगर फिर भी प्रभुपाद जी की प्रक्रिया यह रहती थी कि जब तक वो संतुष्ट नहीं होगा तब तक ये वार्ता चलती रहेगी। ये हम सभी के लिए अनिवार्य है कि वास्तविकता में जब भी कभी हमारे जीवन में ऐसे कलिष्ट स्थितियां आ जाएं, तो कलिष्ट स्थितियों को कैसे हम धीरता से निभाएं, धीरता से उनको फेस कर सकें। But Bill was the first person to get up and dance during a kirtan in the storefront. Some of other boys thought he would like he was dancing in an egoistically narcissistic way. Sometimes, see, उस वक्त भी मतलब जो भी छात्र थे सीधे तरीके से डांस नहीं करते थे, कभी egoistic way, sarcastic way. Even though his arms were outstretched in a face smile of the picture of Lord Chaitanya, but when Swamiji saw Bill dancing like that, he looked at Bill with the wide open eyes and feeling he expressed appreciation. Bill is dancing just like Lord Chaitanya. Bill sometimes returned from his wandering with money, and although it was not very much, he would give it to Swamiji. He liked to sleep at the storefront and spend the day on the street, returning for lunch or kirtans or a place to sleep. Just for the sake of saying it, how many people, anybody has gone here to New York? Anybody has seen the storefront? Okay, let me give you the description of the storefront. It is just like Kalma Devi. And you have the shop there. You have seen shops in Kalma Devi? Exactly like that. And some place up, on the shop. Same footpath level entry to the shop. And this storefront is still there, and this is a great memory for all those people who follow Prabhupada. And any of you, when you get chance to go to America and get chance to see this storefront, because where regularly Bhagavad Gita classes are still held, but this is whole area is like a Kalma Devi. And the areas around are with lots of hippies, dopes and so many other people nearby, still nowadays also. So such is the beginning where Srila Prabhupada started Krishna consciousness, and we are so fortunate. It is just like J.R.D. Tata, when he started the Tata and he had to move the oil in the Balgadi and so many other things. And when now we see the Tata Empire, it's grown. What about Prabhupada's empire of ISKCON? It started from very, very, very humble place. And we are very fortunate, the grandchildren, grand disciples are very, very fortunate to have this wonderful legacy. Everywhere, first class. Bruce Kauf had just graduated from New York University and was applying for a job. One day an ex-roommate told him about the Swami he had visited down the Second Avenue. They sing there, his friend said, and they have this far-out thing there. They have some dancing, and Allen Ginsberg was there. The Swami was difficult to understand, his friend explained. And besides that, his followers recorded his talk on a tape recorder. Why should he have a big tape recorder? This is not very spiritual, but Bruce became interested. He was already a devotee of Indian culture. 4 years ago, when he was barely 20, Bruce had worked during the summer as a steward aboard an American freighter and gone to India, where he had visited temples, bought pictures of Shiva and Ganesha and books on Gandhi, and felt as if he were part of the culture. When he returned to New York, he read more about India and wrote a paper on Gandhi for his history course. He would eat in Indian restaurants and attend Indian films and music recitals. He was reading the Bhagavad Gita. He had even given up meat eating. He had plans of returning to India, taking some advanced college courses, and then coming back to America to teach Eastern religions. But in the meantime, he was experimenting with LSD. Chuck Burnett was 18 years old. His divorced mother had recently moved to Greenwich Village, where she was studying psychology at New York University. Chuck had moved out of his mother's apartment to one on 12th Street on the Lower East Side, in the neighborhood of Allen Ginsberg and other hip poets and musicians. He was a progressive jazz flutist who worked with several professional groups in the city. He had been practicing Hatha Yoga for 6 years and recently been experimenting with LSD. He would have vision of lotuses and concentric circles, but after coming down, he would become more involved than ever in the sensuality. A close friend of Chuck's had suddenly gone homosexual that summer, leaving Chuck disgusted and cynical. Someone told Chuck that an Indian Swami was staying downtown on 2nd Avenue. And so he came one day in August to the window of former matchless gift store. Steve Garino, the son of New York fireman, had grown up in the city and graduated from Brooklyn College in 1961. Influenced by his father, he had gone into Navy, where he had tolerated 2 years of military routine, always waiting for the day he would be free to join his friends on the Lower East Side. Finally, a few months after the death of President Kennedy, he had been honorably discharged without so much as paying a visit to his parents. He had headed straight for the Lower East Side, which by then appeared vividly within his mind to be the most mystical place in the world. He was writing stories and short novels under the literary influence of Franz Kafka and others. He began to take LSD to search and experiment with the consciousness. Allow Supreme, a record by John Coltrane, the jazz musician, encouraged Steve to think that God actually existed. Just to make enough money to live, Steve had taken a job with the welfare office. One afternoon during his lunch hour, while walking down 2nd Avenue, he saw that the matchless gift store had a small piece of paper in the window announcing lectures in Bhagavad Gita. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Chuck, I finally found 2nd Avenue and 1st Street, and I saw through the window that there was some chanting going on inside, and some people were sitting up against the wall. Besides me on the sidewalk, some middle-class people were looking in and giggling. I turned to them, and with my palms folded, I asked, Is this where a Swamiji is? They giggled and said, Pilgrim, your search has ended. I wasn't surprised by this answer because I felt it was the truth. Ek dusre ke saath kaise vyavarta karte. Bruce and Chuck, unknown to one another, lived only 2 blocks apart. After the suggestion from his friends, Bruce also made his way to the storefront. Bruce, I was looking for Hare Krishna. I had left my apartment and had walked over to the Avenue B when I decided to walk all the way down to the Houston Street. When I came to First Street, I turned right and then walked along First Street, came to Second Avenue. All along First Street, I was seeing these Puerto Rican grocery stores, and then there was one of those churches where everyone was standing up, singing loudly and playing tambourines. Then as I walked further along First Street, I had the feeling that I was leaving the world, like when you are going to the airport to catch a plane. I thought, now I am leaving a part of me behind and I am going to something new. But when I got over to the Second Avenue, I couldn't find Hare Krishna. There was a gas station. And then I walked past a little storefront, but the only sign was one that said, Matchless Gifts. Then I walked back again past the store, and in the window I saw a black and white sign announcing a Bhagavad Gita lecture. I entered the storefront and saw a pile of shoes there, so I took off my shoes and came in and sat down near the back. Steve. I had a feeling that this was a group that was already established and had been a meeting for a while. I came in and sat down on the floor, and a boy who said his name was Roy was very courteous and friendly to me. He seemed to be one who had already experienced the meeting. He asked me my name and I felt at ease. Suddenly the Swami entered, coming down the side door. He was wearing a saffron dhoti but no shirt, just a piece of cloth like a long sash tied in a knot across his right shoulder and leaving his arms, his left shoulder and part of his chest bare. When I saw him, I thought of Buddha.
ये उन भक्तों की वार्ता है जिनकी वार्ताओं को यहां पर निबंधित किया हुआ है जो पहले पहले प्रभुपाद जी के उस स्टोर फ्रंट में दुकान में आया करते थे जहां पर प्रभुपाद जी ने पहली बार अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कृष्ण भावना संघ के एक छोटा सा दुकान खोला था और वहां पर संध्या में और सुबह में प्राय हर दिन भागवत गीता के ऊपर प्रवचन किया करते थे और वहां पर अनगिनत हिप्पी वहां पर आहिस्ता आहिस्ता प्रभुपाद जी को देखते थे. कुछ अनजाने में आया करते थे और कुछ संचलित रूप में आया करते थे, क्योंकि प्रभुपाद जी ने वहां पर सबके लिए ये स्टोर फ्रंट ओपन रखा हुआ था और निबंधित समय पे वहां पर प्रवचन किया करते थे. और जो जो भी भक्त उस वक्त उस स्टोर फ्रंट में आया करते थे और जो कि अब प्रख्यात भक्त बने हुए हैं, उनकी वार्ता इसमें भक्ति स्वरूप दामोदर सत्स्वरूप महाराज जी ने यहां पर वो वार्ताओं को पर्सनली उनसे लेके यहां पर निबंधित किया हुआ है. तो बड़ा ही अच्छा लगता है कि जब हम कभी भी किसी भक्त से पूछते हैं कि तुम भाई कैसे कृष्ण भावनामृत में आए, तो ये हमेशा ही एक इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट रहता है सुनने के लिए. चाहे आप कल 80 वर्ष के भी हो जाओ, 90 वर्ष के भी हो जाओ, तो कोई भी आपको प्रश्न पूछ सकता है कि आप कैसे कृष्ण भावनामृत आ गए. तो ये वार्ताएं बहुत से लोगों को आने वाले पीढ़ी के लिए भी बहुत सराहनीय होगी, क्योंकि वो जब आपके जीवन चरित्र को देखेंगे कि आपको कैसे परिवर्तन आया और कैसे आप कृष्ण भक्त बने, तो उनको भी एक प्रोत्साहन मिलेगा. इसीलिए ये प्रभुपाद जी के लीलामृत आज हमें प्रोत्साहन कर रहा है, क्योंकि इसमें उन सभी भक्तों की कहानियां हैं जो प्रभुपाद जी को पहले पहले हेल्प किए थे और फिर हेल्प करने के बाद में इस माया के संग्रह में, माया के इस फाइट में प्रभुपाद जी को साथ दिए थे. और प्रभुपाद जी ने अपने शिष्यों को 2-3 साल अपने पास रखते थे और उनको बोलते थे कि भाई तुम चले जाओ दूसरी जगह प्रचार करो. कल प्रभु जी का मैं क्लास सुन रहा था, वो उपाधियों की बात कर रहे थे। उपाधियां ऐसी नहीं मिलती हैं, भौतिक संसार की उपाधियां आदमी को पागल कर देती हैं, मगर आध्यात्मिक जीवन की उपाधियां आदमी को सुहृदित कर देती हैं। जब आपके जीवन में कुछ नहीं होता है और जब आपके ऊपर गुरु ट्रस्ट करके भेज देता है अमार आज्ञा, व्हेन यू आर बेनेडिक्टेड बाय योर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, यू आर बेनेडिक्टेड टू डू समथिंग फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ द लॉर्ड, एट द टाइम इन योर कॉन्शियसनेस यू डोंट कीप उपाधि, यू ऑलवेज रिमेंबर द इंस्ट्रक्शन। दैट्स व्हाई वी सी द फर्स्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग ब्रह्मा जी, व्हेन ही इज वांटिंग टू प्लीज द लॉर्ड, ही सेज व्हाट आई एम डूइंग टू प्लीज यू, डोंट मेक मी मति मायावी, आई शुड नॉट गेट इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय माया। We have seen the creation of Brahma's creation. What is he wanting to do? He wants to keep his consciousness at the service of Lord. When you keep that upadhi, when you keep that, benedicted empowerment within your heart, and yet execute your devotional service as a straw on the street, just like a straw on the street, then all these upadhis will add impetus in spreading the holy name of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada, the same people like Chuck and other people, Keith and so many other people who became initiated later on, and they spread Krishna consciousness like wildfire. They were not so much trained, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and they carried away the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and established Krishna consciousness. So we see here these जो नवदीक्षित भक्त देख रहे हैं आप, उन्होंने बहुत आगे चल के इसी प्रभुपाद जी के लिए लीलामृत में आप देखेंगे उन्होंने कितने कितने अच्छे अच्छे कार्य किए प्रभुपाद जी की प्रसन्नता के लिए। कहीं मंदिर खोले, कहीं पे प्रचार किए, कहीं पे बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन किया, कई वैन्स संग्रह किए और बृहद मृदंगा बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन को इस तरीके से पूरे विश्व भर में स्प्रेड किया जिसका कोई कंपैरिजन नहीं हो सकता। तो इस तरीके से हम देख रहे हैं कि ये सभी भक्त जो हैं प्रभुपाद जी के सानिध्य में आए और अपने अपने बिगनिंग के उन वार्ताओं को फिर से बता रहे हैं, जिससे कि वी आर फीलिंग वेरी वेरी हैप्पी टू हियर देम एंड हाउ दे हैव कम टू कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। यू सी, after their first visit to the storefront, Chuck, Steve and Bruce each got an opportunity to see Swami upstairs in his apartment. Steve, I was on my lunch hour and had to be back in the office very soon. I was dressed in a summer business suit. I had planned it so that I had just enough time to go to the storefront and buy some books, then go to lunch and return to work. At the storefront, one of the Swamiji's followers said that I could go up and see the Swami. I went upstairs to his apartment and found him at his sitting place with a few boys. I must have interrupted what he was saying, but I asked him if I could purchase the 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. One of the devotees produced the books from the closest opposite Prabhupada's seat. I handled the books. They were very special color, not usually seen in America, a reddish natural earth like a brick. And I asked him how much they cost. $6 each, he said. I took $20 out of my wallet and gave it to him. He seemed the only one to ask about the price of the books or give the money to it.
give the money to, because none of the others came forward to present him. They were just sitting back and listening to him. This is the time when Srila Prabhupada took the 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam from Calcutta and he loaded which place? Anybody remembers? Where did he load the first set of Bhagavatam, volume 1, volume 2, volume 3? Which place? Huh? Where did he load the books in the ship? I should have a wonderful quiz here on Prabhupada Leelamrit. And then I will see how many people are reading it, keeping absorbing it, and how many remember it. Sir, Prabhus, the first time when Srila Prabhupada boarded the Jaladuta, it was at Calcutta. Correct? But when it completely circled back and came to Cochin, and all the Bhagavatams were loaded, these 3 volumes, first 1, 2, 3, these Bhagavatams were loaded at Cochin Harbour. And these are these 3 Bhagavatams which are in red color. Some of them may be up in Prabhupada quarters. So this is what he is asking there. So Bhagavatam sailed from the Cochin onwards. It's there, you must read it attentively whenever you catch up the glimpse of Prabhupada Leelamrit. These books are commentaries on the scriptures. I asked, trying to show that I knew something about books. Swamiji said, yes, they were his commentaries. Sitting smiling at ease, Swamiji was very attractive. He seemed very strong and healthy. When he smiled, all his teeth were beautiful and his nostrils flared aristocratically. Prabhupada ji ki prasanta kya hai? Sabse badi prasanta kya hai? Book distribution, Prabhus. What is Prabhupada ji's prasanta? Zara zor se boliye na, Prabhu. Prasad hai. Wo kidhar hai hamare? Rajasthan wale book distributor, 100 books every day. Yes, सबसे अच्छी प्रसन्नता, सबसे बड़ी प्रसन्नता प्रभुपाद जी के लिए क्या है? बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन. बोलिए जरा. बुक वितरण. कमिंग दिसंबर. ओके, सो वी हैव टू बी गेटिंग रेडी, फुल ऑफ एनर्जी. सो दिस इज व्हाट प्रभुपाद जी, जब पहली 3 पुस्तकें किसी ने ली और मांगी, और वो भी उसके ऊपर उन्होंने $20 दे दिया, तो प्रभुपाद जी बड़े ही प्रसन्नचित हो गए, प्रसन्न मुद्रा में वो हो गए. यू नो, व्हेन ही स्माइल्ड ऑल हिज टीथ वेयर ब्यूटिफुल and his nostril flared aristocratically. His face was full and powerful. He was wearing an Indian cloth robe, and as he sat cross-legged, his smooth skinned legs were partly exposed. He wore no shirt, but the upper part of his body was wrapped with an Indian cloth shawl. His limbs were quite slender, but he had a protruding belly. I think we'll stop here, otherwise my commander will command me. So we'll like to do some kirtan here. Are you ready to do with the full throttle? 5 minute kirtan karenge ki thak gaye? Karenge? Aapki kartal mere haath mein nahi aati hai, wo mere haath ke beech mein jaati hai. Main apna kartal bhool gaya lane ke liye. आइए ये दे दीजिए. आई थिंक दिस इज वो. शील प्रभुपाद लीलामृत की एकादशी व्रत की जय जय श्री राधेश. जय जय श्री राधेश्याम. श्री राधे राशि बिहारी की. निताय गौर सुंदर भगवान की.
श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। राधा रस बिहारी राधे जय राधा रस बिहारी राधा रस बिहारी राधे।
जय 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 श्री राधे 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 जय 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 श्री राधे 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 जय 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 श्री राधे जय राधा रस बिहारी राधा रस बिहारी राधे जय गौरनिता जय गौरनिता गौरनिता जय गौरनिता गौरा 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 हरि गौरा 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 हरि गौरा 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 हरि गौरा 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 हरि जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 श्री श्री राधा रस बिहारी जी की जय निताय गौर सुंदर भगवान की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय गौर भक्त वृंद की जय थैंक यू वेरी मच प्रभुस